doing today. I was just trying to see if this new mobile installation works. I just finished an install and was hoping that it would transmit okay.
We're into the repeater, getting just a tiny little bit of noise in the background, but reading you loud and clear and strong signal.
A little noise on your end as well. Not sure if that's on my end or what, but that's good to hear. This is my first transmission with a new installation, so I'm glad it's working.
And by the way, and I just looked up your call, I think we know each other. Tim Terrell, is that correct?
Timothy Terrell. How do we know each other?
Peterson, I'm in economics at Furman.
Hey, Ken. I didn't know you were a ham. That's good to make connection with you here.
It's an interest. I took my technician exam in January, and I just got super interested in it. And so this week did my extra. So I'm now trying to do all of the applied learning things.
Well, I've just got my general. Thought about maybe I'd do an extra later on, but right now I don't have the equipment to do anything with it. So I figured I'd just wait on that. But hey, that's pretty cool. The first contact I make on my new mobile installation is another economist. How about that?
Once in a lifetime thing. I'm pretty sure. I don't know that that's ever happened before.
Professor at North Greenville University, who's also an amateur radio hobbyist, and I think he's on the repeater once in a while.
So there's an environmental engineer professor, an engineering professor at Clemson, who's a ham as well.
Real quick, I'm going to turn off my engine and see if that clears up the noise that you were hearing earlier.
Been charging here. I'm going to unplug that as well, and we'll see what happens.
Is this any better?
One more time, okay?
Transmission with the engine off and seeing if that reduces any interference.
It is less, yes.
N0TR.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, and just your tip of the day from an old man, an old ham, have him give you a dead key for about 10 seconds and listen for the background noise without any voice on it. I think you'll have better luck evaluating it. But you guys carry on. I'm sitting over here having some chips and dips and watching some old TV. Take care. This is N0TR.
That's great advice. So, Tim, why don't you try that? Just hit your PTT button and hold it for about 10 seconds. A little bit of background noise there.
Sounds like a motorboating type thing, like a bad capacitor or something. It's just kind of steady like over here in Greer.
Yeah, I'm hearing as well, Tom. It's not terribly loud. Like, it's not overcoming your voice at all, but it is there.
How many watts are you transmitting? How big is your power supply?
50 watts, and I'm running off battery on this vehicle. It's getting 12.5 volts to the distribution box.
Okay, cut your power down to, well, where are you located at first? I was going to say cut it down to 5 watts or 10 watts or 15. You definitely don't need 50 watts with this repeater.
The GSD airport, maybe a couple miles south.
That's more than enough. You could hit it with 5 watts. I've talked to Handy Talkies on 1 watt from there. But it isn't in the repeater, Ken. It's definitely in this gentleman's signal, and I never caught your call sign or your name, but this time I'll get out of you guys' way and you can continue testing. This is N0TR.
N0TR, W4TDT, and I just cut it down to 5 watts.
Now give us a dead key. The motorboating is barely discernible there. There is a little tiny bit of hash, but That may be the repeater. So I'll let Ken give you an evaluation there and see how he says. But Ken, your signal is pure. I mean, it's full quieting in zero TR.
Appreciate it. And Tom, before you go, I want to set up a time sometime in the next couple of weeks maybe to come take a look at your antenna. We talked a couple of weeks back about that, and then I was heading out of town. Would that be okay with you?
Oh, sure. You got anything to write my phone number down with? I'll just give you my phone number. You can tell me when you're coming so we'll be sure and be home.
Wait, go ahead.
864-434-2798.
64-434-2798.
QSL.
Well, I'll give you a shout and we'll set something up, okay?
You got her, Ken. Talk to you later. Send zero to you.
Wired to your battery.
I just moved because it occurred to me that my neighbor's AC unit was maybe 20 feet away from where I was sitting, so I just moved a little further away to see if maybe that was the source of it. I am wired directly into the battery, except through a distribution box in the trunk, so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still hearing it a little bit, but that would be something to check. Like, I mean, driving around a little, since it's in your truck, you can drive around, and if it goes away, you know it was environmental, I guess.
I put a DC filter on it, a line filter, from the get-go, so I don't know whether that, I don't know what else it could be. I don't know what else to try to fix.
For without the filter?
I never thought about that making it better instead of worse, but I could do that.
I'm trying. Sometimes the filters are bad, and sometimes they're just not necessary and introduce a little bit of, I think, noise where it wouldn't have been there otherwise.
It's half a minute to remove it, so let me try that real quick, if you don't mind hanging on there. W4TDT.
Ian, standing by.
T, I'm back, and the DC line filter is removed.
A dead key now. Let's see if we can hear a difference. Kind of a white noise sound, no particular pattern or anything on my end.
At all.
When the filter was there, there was a little more definition to the sound, but it didn't change in terms of the overall background noise, I don't think.
You kicked your power up just a little bit and dead key it again.
15 watts.
Okay, put a dead key on it. No, I didn't get too much, Ken. Did you? There was some, but it's appreciably less. What brand radio is that?
But TMB71A.
Pretty old radio, isn't it?
16. I don't know how long this has been out.
I was thinking I had one of those, but it's plenty good signal, but it had a little white noise on it, but you're just fine. I don't think it's anything to worry about. I was thinking you might say Bofang, and some of those do just fine, but I think it's a little bit better. And Ken, I got to run downstairs. I just thought I'd toss that in zero TR.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with Tom. I mean, you're crystal clear, Tim. I can hear you well. It's not annoying. There's just a tiny little bit of background noise. So, and you know, cars and trucks are complicated. So who knows what it could be. But yeah, I mean, it's absolutely functional.
Fine with that for now. And you know, this is a newer vehicle. It's got all kinds of electronics that never really turn off. So you can turn off the engine, you still got a lot of stuff going on. So my guess is it's probably something like that, but who knows?
You know, that's probably the case. Well, anyway, good talking to you, and glad you got the radio hooked up and running. And I'll look for you on the airwaves.
See you can, and I'll see you around. W4TDT, I'll be clear on your file.
Enjoy the rest of your summer. This is KE6KEN, clear.